So, yeah, so how do you think people see farmers then?
I think a lot of people perceive us as rich. We are very asset rich, we're very cash poor. And if we have a bad year, you know, most farms struggle to see a profit. So, you know, we may look like we have an amazing lifestyle, and we do have an amazing lifestyle, but we're not rich. Nowhere near.
So how is this going to affect you and your family?
Well, my family wouldn't afford to pay the inheritance tax that we would have to pay on our farm. So my dad can't afford to die now, essentially.
Britain in 2024, eh?
Yeah. No, seriously.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So can I ask where you guys have come from today, please?
Lancashire.
Preston.
Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Yeah, Lancaster as well.
And why have you come down today?
Well, primarily to protest against the inheritance tax, but also about... Well, other things in the budget, like the tax on pickups, and I don't know quite how big a tax it's going to be, but they're going to put a tax on fertiliser as well, and it's like the margins aren't that big as they are, and it's just making it hard, even more hard than it needs to be. So,
what's the general atmosphere in the farming community like since the Labour Party's budget?
Everyone's just come together, really. It's just want to really fight against this inheritance tax mainly, and... really supporting each other. That's what it's about.
Why do you think Keir Starmer's doing this?
If you control the food, then you control the people. That's like the way the world's going. The higher powers that be can control the food and what we're taking in, and they can control us.
And finally, do you think Keir Starmer's going to back down on this?
Well, we're not going to stop until he does, so he better do.
Why do you think the Labour government is doing this?
I don't think they care, really, do they? They don't seem to...
Well, I think that everybody thinks it's a bigger picture, don't they? That they want to buy up the little farms for the big people. I don't know. Why is he doing it? It's absolutely ludicrous, isn't it?
So how's the inheritance tax going to affect you directly, do you think?
Well, it will affect us quite a lot if Paul dies.
If I die, then it will affect us.
There's no way this... It's a teeny farm. It's still going to be within the limit. And so then I will have to find an awful lot of money.
Or sell.
One of the things that I think a lot of people misunderstand about farming is that farming isn't a cash-rich endeavour. It's a property-rich endeavour. Would you be able to briefly explain to people why exactly the... tax is a real problem for the farmers?
Our farm doesn't pay for itself at all, so Paul has had to diversify.
I have to work somewhere else as well, just to make ends meet. Else, you know, we just couldn't survive.
And this farm is three generational, and it used to keep two whole families at one time, and now it doesn't even keep me and Paul.
Why are farms in Britain in such a precarious position then?
Well, it's just years and years of bad management for government, isn't it? I mean, we're not getting paid enough for the food that is produced, i.e. the fertiliser tax that he's going to put on now. We put fertiliser on to grow good crops, and then they get the tax of the food that we sell, and yet we're paying tax on the fertiliser as well.
Can I ask why you've come down today, please?
We're concerned about the future of farming, future of sustainable food and food security for the UK as a nation, really.
We can see what this really is. It's a land grab. They want to get a... In my opinion, Starmer doesn't like the fact that we produce food and he wants control of it. Control the food, control the people.
Do you think it's a bit suspicious that Rachel Reeves put up a picture of the Communist Party of Great Britain founder in her office?
Says it all, doesn't it? I think it does it all.
Because there's such small margins in farming. What they've done now, it's going to wipe out masses.
So I take it that if your family was hit with an inheritance tax bill, it'd be very difficult to pay.
It would, yeah, yeah, definitely. And yeah. It's bigger than just the inheritance tax as well. I mean, the last speaker from the NFU explained this is the straw that's broken the camel's back. Farmers work for less than a minimum wage. There's no money left to invest. There's no money to continue to improve anything. There's no, yeah, there's no innovation. There's no money left. It's an industry whose prices are dictated by the end customer. And again, that's unheard of.
So we finally made it to the back of the farmers' protest. It's pretty big, probably about 20 or 30,000 people, quite similar to the freedom rallies that we've been doing. And everyone seems really nice. The weather, as you can see, is atrocious. It was snowing earlier. Thankfully, it's just degenerated into a light rain, so not too bad. But everyone seems to be in fairly high spirits. And weather aside, everyone's having a good time, I think. How do you feel the atmosphere at the protest was today?
I think it's pretty heavyweight, pretty wonderfully well behaved. There's a sense of purpose and
well
the signs
supported, very well supported.
No,
yeah,
farmers, organized, no food.
Yeah, yeah.
And why did you chaps come down yourselves?
I'm 84. I got two boys in the business. We've paid the mortgage off in 35 years, and they're asking us to find £1 million for them to start all over again, and it's not on.
My purpose as a retired veterinary surgeon who supports farmers is that I'm particularly anxious about the impact of this inheritance tax changes potentially on the mental health and well-being of farmers, as well as the infrastructure of the whole agricultural industry and the rural economy.
Yeah, I mean, the sad truth is that farmers just can't afford to pay this tax. Although on paper we look as if we're all multimillionaires, farming works on very slim margins. Most farmers work on between half and 1% of the capital employed. And the money, the cash just isn't in the bank to pay this tax. It will mean family farms being broken up to pay it.
What's the feeling in the farmer community after the budget? How are things?
Just totally devastated, basically, particularly when the government had indicated before the election, the Labour Party had indicated, there was going to be no change to APR. So we feel betrayed. That would be the best word to sum it, betrayed.
Why do you think Keir Starmer is doing this?
God only knows. There's no doubt the Labour Party just do not understand the rural fabric of this country and how our food is produced. It's going to have a massive impact. With land being currently taken out of production through the SFI scheme, the insecurity in world food supplies, particularly with the war in Ukraine, and you can see food shortages arriving
absolutely
in a few years' time.
Do you think it's likely that he'll back down?
I hope he comes out and, if he's a real statesman, he'll come out and say, I think we've made a mistake. Maybe we should reconsider this.
A lot of the figures that the Labour Party have worked with are totally misleading as well. They said there was only 500 farms that would be paying this tax in the years to come. But that didn't include business rate relief as well. And if you take into account that, which covers your stock, your crops that are growing, your buildings, a hell of a lot more farmers are going to be pulled into this. It could be as many as 60, 70% of family farms having to find huge sums of money.
We'd have to shout very loud, Starmer's in Rio.
You're a first generation farmer.
Yeah.
Why have you come down here?
So today I've come down here to support everyone else. So our farm was under threat a few years ago, and unfortunately we had to give up farming, but now I was in a position to start up again, so I've started up the family business again and I've come down here. But the land is in, well, my old man, dad owns the farm, so when he sadly passes on and the farm will come to me, it's going to hit me like a ton of bricks. Absolutely hit me like a ton of bricks.
Do you think you'll be able to afford it?
No, just got to cross that bridge when we come to it. Hopefully today we'll sort something out, but
why do you think the Labour Party are doing this?
To line their own pockets, I think. That is my honest answer, to line their own pockets.
I'm going to pinch some of my speech from some greater statesmen than I. Winston Churchill once said that you can't tax your way to prosperity. This government, unfortunately, despite wanting to hit the ground running, I think it tripped at the election, and at the budget it fell and hit its head on the pavement. Not believe how you've turned up. Thank you so, so much.